park where they like off with your head.
Never been that hardcore. Me.
Me neither. I'm a really bad rule. my children. Anyway, okay. That sounds great. Just to remind us, we have that you can.
Would you like to repeat?
Yes.
I'm happy to. And then I was telling Shelly, as I said, I've probably about 30 minutes of questions.
Oh.
We have an audience with numbers of questions.
Okay.
We'll answer, but if we're, we're not going to drag it out to an hour.
I don't care.
If we're ending early. Okay, Shelly, should we have your troll?
I die. The most unlucky person in the world. So.
Maybe,
there
you
go.
Number two. Maybe you want to go.
I warned you.
Maybe you wanted to go.
I could have just said, let Shelly go first.
Actually, I would prefer it.
Oh,
oh my
God. I thought this wasn't possible. And how much two minutes?
It's very comfortable, too.
Oh, yes. And then closing statements. So, wait, you're going first. So, Shelly, you'll give your closing statement first, and you'll have 1 minute for that.
Okay.
And Royce, remind me, should I announce the rules to the audience? Or
probably not.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And do you want us to stand up or not? Or?
Royce is going to introduce us.
I'll introduce you, and then you can introduce. Well,
but when we speak, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm
not. That's the way the mic is.
Okay, do you want me to scoot over there? Can I move the mic over?
Yeah.
Good evening.
Oh, I better.
My name is Royce Van Tassel. I am the executive director of the Utah Association of Public Charter Schools. We are one of five organizations that make up the Utah Education Debate Coalition this year. In addition to the association, we have the Sutherland Institute, the Hinckley Institute of Politics, KSL News Radio, and United Way Salt Lake that are our partners. We are thrilled that you can all be here. This is the fourth of the eight debates that we are hosting this year, or at least this fall. The remaining, we'll have one tomorrow night in District 8 down in Murray, and then we have three next week, which will be the last three of the eight seats that are up for election in the fall. Our moderator this evening will be Morgan Cotty from the Hinckley Institute of Politics, and she is in charge. She's spoken with the candidates. She'll explain briefly the rules to us. Her word goes. No matter what happens, her word goes. We will begin, though, with Cindy. Oh, you know what? I need to thank Weilerman School of Discovery. And Cindy Richards, who is their director, for hosting this wonderful debate. I hope you get a chance to look around. This is one of the most unique charter schools in the state. One of the things that I love about the debates we've done is the opportunity to visit so many different charter schools. You'll see that everyone's a little bit different, and we love that. So Cindy's going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, and then Morgan can take over.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you could please stand for the pledge. Please begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Royce. And welcome to all of you, whether you're here in person, streaming, or listening on the radio. This is the District 7 School Board Debate. Our two candidates this evening are Carol Barlow Lear and Shelly Tesher.
Tesher's good.
At the beginning, we just rolled a die to determine who would go first. Carol will begin with her opening remark, which means that Shelly at the end will have her closing remarks first. The rules of the debate are that for each question, the candidates will have a two-minute response. If they would then like to rebut their opponent, they will have 1 minute as well. At the end, they will be able to give 1 minute closing remarks. So, as I said, Carol gets to give her opening remarks first, so she has 2 minutes to do so.
Thank you. And let me say before in case I forget, I am so appreciative that you would come. If you're connected to this in some way, I probably don't know that. I just think that you're coming because you're interested in education, and I think that is a great tribute to you, and that's certainly why I'm here, and I expect that my opponent is here as well because of that. My name is Carol Barlow Lear, a lot of R's and L's. I am an educator. I graduated from college, and what I graduated from college to do is be a high school teacher. I loved it. I started my life at Kearns High School in the 1970s. It was very different than the east side of Salt Lake, where I went to high school. But I loved teaching. I've never really got it out of my system. I was at East High School last Friday teaching a civics class for Constitution Day, and I was a little nervous, but it was really, really fun. I enjoyed it a lot. After I taught for 5 years, I was a data point. I was one of those who taught for 5 years and then just said, I am working too hard. This is like eating me alive. And so I went to law school, and I finished law school and have two sons while I was in law school, so teaching looked pretty good at that point. But I wanted to combine law and education. I worked in a nonprofit for a few years, had another child while my children were young, and then I went to work for the state education office. I worked at the state education office for about 25 years, retired 2 years ago. I'm now in private practice doing legal work for school districts, charter schools. I am deeply, deeply committed to public education. It's been my life's work. I really feel like I could contribute greatly to the State Board of Education. We'll talk in a few minutes about our priorities and our positions, but right now I just want you to know that I am really the greatest spokesperson for public education that you'll maybe ever hear. Thank you.
Shelley.
I'm Shelley Tusher, and there are two halves of myself I want to talk about tonight. First of all, I am a mother. I have one daughter who struggled while she was in school, and so I saw, you know, we moved her around a certain amount to take advantage of the different educational settings. So during her school career, I experienced with her three district schools, two charter schools, online learning, special ed. And so I feel like I have a really comprehensive view from a parent's perspective of the school system, and have certainly seen firsthand how important it is in changing kids' lives. She had a couple of wonderful teachers at crucial times in her career, and as a result, she does very well. She is in college. Well, actually today she left on a Mormon mission, but before that she was in college. And anyway, so again, during her school career, I was on a guidance committee for a charter school. And in that context, I was the liaison with the local school. And so I was able to see how the charter school did things, how the local school did things, and to work to bring those two sides together, which I was able to make some progress with. They were kind of in a state of war when I started. And then also, I served on a school community council for Emerson School. And years ago, long before I had kids, I also worked for the Constitutional Review Commission. And in that context, was staff to the committee rewriting the education article of the Constitution. And so anyway, I also have been a government relations professional for over 30 years. In that context, I have been exposed to people on a lot of different sides, warring parties, and I've had the opportunity to learn how to help people see the other side, identify common points, come up with solutions for difficult problems, and bring people together. And so I think those two halves of myself are why I would make a great member of the State Board of Education. I'd be able to heal some of the divisions out there in the education community, and also bring the perspective of a parent of a student that wasn't a high flyer.
Thank you. Our first question, which Shelley will be the first to answer. So you both have really interesting backgrounds as educators, parts of your community, administrators, parents. From these experiences, whom do you think should be the primary driver of education policy? Should it be the State Board of Education, the legislature, the Utah State Office of Education, or another entity, and why?
This is another question with a duality in it. The Utah Constitution gives to the legislature the responsibility to establish and maintain the schools, which in practice means the responsibility to pay for schools, to provide the purse strings. And then it gives to the state office, or to the State Board of Education, the responsibility for the control and supervision of schools. So technically, the State Office of